Well, both of them, I suppose, interesting, were in finals before, which, you know, they'll have the experience of having played in an Ulster final before. You know, Kilcoo have been there a few years ago, and they feel, you know, that that's when they set out the year and got Mickey Moore and Conleth Gilligan in to manage them. They felt that, you know, it wasn't really about one and down. They were hoping to get out of down. It was more trying to win Ulster, so that they're where they want to be. Niamh Connell, I suppose, the big problem is always getting out of Donegal. And then when they got out of Donegal, you know, definitely, and got the 2 weeks break, you can see how much of an improvement it was. And probably one of their best performances of the year to date was on Saturday night against Clontibbert.
Who'll be favourites for this one, Martin, off the back of their performances at the weekend?
Well, I think looking at the two performers the weekend, you'd have to see Niamh Connell would be favourites. You know, probably from their own point of view, they prefer not to be, because I think in most matches up to now, with the county final and particularly the county final and the Clontibbert game, where they were underdogs, and you always like going into it that way. I think sometimes you prefer to go into a final off the back of a poor semi-final, and you feel that that's the way Kilcoo were very, very lucky to get over the line. You feel if Derry Gonley had a free taker, that they would have beaten them. So they feel they have a lot of improvement to do, and they'll know that. From Niamh Connell's point of view, it's the same. You know, they're going to say, well, we want the exact same performance. And the thing about Niamh Connell looking at them is that, you know, the way they are, is they feel, you know, at 3 points, they won't be 3 points or 2 points or 1 point, but they're very comfortable in doing that, and they're very, very good defensively, as everybody is saying that. But as well as that, breaking forward, they're good. And I think the big difference this year with Niamh Connell is these young lads have come in, have given them just a completely new lease of life.
Can you do back-to-back performances at that level, Martin?
Oh, well, you hope you can. I mean, there's teams can do it, and one thing about it is, you know, when you get to an Ulster final, you know, what you want to do is win it, you know, because it's very, very hard to get back there. So I don't think that'll affect them. You know, they had a good semi-final, no doubt about it. Clontibbert now were disappointing. Even talking to Mullen people, they were very, very disappointed with their performance. Now, they had a big game against Scotstown in their final, and then a big game against Crossmaglen, and they weren't able to put three big ones back-to-back. I feel that Niamh Connell, you know, the way they're playing, the system they're playing, you know, the structures they have and everything else, very, very well organised, and a very strong midfield, which is very, very important. I mean, as good a club midfield that you would get anywhere in the country. So, yeah, I think I would give them a great chance. It's a final, it's different. Kilcoo will have a lot of experience going into it. They're physical. They'll be, you know, they will be better, you feel, in the final, but I still think Niamh Connell are good enough to get over the line.